You're listening to Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. In a debate and most recently in a TV ad, Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas said his Democratic challenger Beto O'Rourke described police officers as modern-day Jim Crow. Now, is that a fact? Back with us on behalf of the fact-checking PolitiFact Texas project based at the Austin American-Statesman, contributing journalist Gardner Selby. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you.
All right. So the candidates sparred at SMU, Southern Methodist University, last month. What did Senator Cruz have to say exactly?
Never mind my recap. We have audio here of Cruz making his claim.
Here's Cruz speaking in the debate about O'Rourke, the Democratic nominee, and congressman from El Paso.
Congressman O'Rourke described law enforcement, described police officers as modern-day Jim Crow.
O'Rourke replied at that moment, "What Senator Cruz said is simply untrue. I did not call police officers modern-day Jim Crow."
Even more recently, Cruz's campaign has launched a TV ad leveling the Jim Crow claim about O'Rourke, right? So what did O'Rourke originally say about police officers?
O'Rourke got to that kind of statement in an appearance at Prairie View A&M University. Jim Crow, as we should remember, as we all do remember, encapsulates the discriminatory practice of denying black Americans equal rights, mainly by outright segregation.
Yes, I think a lot of people think back to the Jim Crow era,
right?
Mid-20th century. Prairie View, also noted, is the historically black public university northwest of Houston, right?
Yes. Now, to learn precisely what O'Rourke said, we watched his campaign's Facebook Live video of his Prairie View talk. Mm-hmm. It shows that O'Rourke mentioned Jim Crow in response to a question about Congress addressing the sin of slavery.
And what did O'Rourke specifically say here about police?
Let's go backward. He initially brought up this year's discovery of dozens of unmarked graves in Fort Bend County, indicating, he told the crowd, that well after the Civil War, law officers would arrest African-American residents for idling and petty crimes to fill out work crews for local contractors.
Okay.
Now, Houston Chronicle news story we found on this described this practice as a notorious convict leasing system. Now, such individuals, O'Rourke said, were people who became convicts solely by dint of the color of their skin. Back to his remarks at the university. Under a system, he said, that was radically unjust, that we thought, he said, ended with the Civil War.
Now, what about police officers?
All right, he got to that next. He got to that next, though. This is, I have to warn you, this is an imperfect auditorium echo kind of audio from the appearance. We can listen now to O'Rourke continuing his comments.
That injustice, too many more people here than I know firsthand, continues to persist today. That system of suspecting somebody solely based on the color of their skin, searching that person solely based on the color of their skin, stopping that person solely based on the color of their skin, shooting that person solely based on the color of their skin, throwing the book at that person, letting them rot behind bars solely based on the color of their skin. It is why some have called this, I think it is an apt description, the new Jim Crow.
So if I heard correctly there, he mentioned searches, stops, police shootings, and then he says it's apt to call these practices the new Jim Crow.
Yes. Now, you also heard O'Rourke referring to throwing the book. That would be a reference to what prosecutors do and what happens in the criminal justice system. And he went on to mention injustices in economics and how legislators draw political boundaries.
So in O'Rourke's analysis, the new Jim Crow that he's referring to is covering a wide range of practices.
Yes, and that's certainly the point his campaign stressed to us when we asked about Cruz's claim.
So let's see, this idea of a new Jim Crow, I know, has been floated in connection with the U.S. prison system before, right?
Yeah, when we looked around, we noticed a 2010 book by Michelle Alexander. She's newly an op-ed columnist for the New York Times. She wrote then that the imprisonment of 1 million black American men can greatly be attributed to how police and the criminal justice system handle the pursuit, detention, and prosecution of black men.
Yes, I've heard that description and explanation. So how does Cruz's claim, now in a TV ad, fare on the PolitiFact Texas Truth-O-Meter?
I will share first, as nudged to us by the O'Rourke campaign, that NBC and the Associated Press reviewed the senator's debate claim and both found that he oversimplified what O'Rourke said.
Well, what about the PolitiFact verdict here?
Editors found Cruz's claim to have an element of truth, in that O'Rourke's embrace of the new Jim Crow description followed his excoriation of police stop searches and shooting. However, O'Rourke further said such actions rank among ways the country systematically discriminates against black residents. Mm-hmm. He said that extends to sentencing, economic opportunities, and to how lawmakers do redistricting.
So bigger than the police.
Bigger than the police. The editors reached the rating of mostly false.
Mostly false, says PolitiFact Texas regarding Ted Cruz's claim that Beto O'Rourke called police officers modern-day Jim Crow. Gardner Selby is contributor for PolitiFact Texas. Gardner, good to see you again. Thanks so much for stopping by.
You bet.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.